Now, I want to go out to former or current FBI agent Bobby Chacon. Bobby, welcome back. Whoops, hold on.
And it is former.
It is former. I beg your pardon. I always get a little confused about that because I talk to you as an FBI. The immediacy with which you describe your experience in the FBI feels like it's still happening. So, but you also opened my eyes to the rank and file perspective of former FBI Director Comey being so unceremoniously dismissed. And that seemed to me to, I don't know, it came home for me when Comey opened with how much he was upset that the rank and file were not sort of, that they were under, I don't know what the word would be, that they were disrespected by this themselves, and that he wanted to sort of reaffirm his love and care and rest, you know, the status of the rank and file in the FBI. Is that what he was doing in his opening statements there, and did that do anything for you as someone in the FBI formerly?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I think that by, you know, it's one and the same, kind of both have the same vested interest, that Mr. Comey himself and then the Asian population at large, right? Because, you know, a slap at him was, you know, by extension, a slap at us or my still working agents and the retired folks as well. I think that in his opening statement, you know, he did say that, and he said, like, you know, the tenor of the feelings within the FBI, you know, were basically being lied about when the White House was saying, oh, you know, the rank and file had lost confidence in Comey and things like that. And he wanted to put that to rest, and that was just not true. And that was borne out by my conversations, a lot of my, you know, agents that are my friends that are still working there, and by the Agents Association, which represents the majority of working FBI agents. I don't think the rank and file have lost any kind of confidence in Director Comey. So regardless of how they felt, now they may have felt like he took a misstep here or there, but that's not to say they lost. It's a whole leap to go from there to say they lost confidence in him as a leader. Now, you know, there was some talk about down the road about his effectiveness of representing on the Hill, not necessarily because of his own actions, but because of how divisive he had gotten, his position had gotten, you know, through last year's campaign,
right,
and how the both parties, people from both sides of the aisle, were using him as a punching bag, in a sense, because of the decisions that he made last year. And the feeling was that maybe in the long term, a new director might come in.
Well, and that seemed to be what Jeff Sessions was tilting at today early in his testimony, right, when he said that he was having conversations before even the inauguration with the idea that perhaps Mr. Comey would not be able to do his job, or that we might be better to have a, quote, fresh start. Did you?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think they gave themselves that kind of political cover when Rosenstein's memo didn't talk about the Russian investigation, but it talked in detail about the decisions he made during the Clinton Clinton investigation. However, and the White House kind of throws a monkey wrench into that when President Trump mentions that, yeah, the Russian thing was on my mind when I fired Comey.
Right.
So there's that monkey wrench coming from the White House, from the Oval Office again. You know, I think they tried to get a consistent story out there. They covered themselves with a memo, and then Trump comes out and says something that, you know, kind of works against that.
What did you think of the Comey testimony generally?
You know, I'm glad he got his opportunity to give his side of the story. You know, I wish that it hadn't come down to just such a, you know, and down to a he said, she said, or he said, he said type of deal. And, you know, I think that his reputation, I don't think it took a hit, but I just think it was an unceremonial way for him to go out, you know, to have to get up there and just defend himself and his actions when he shouldn't have had to do that. I'm glad he had that opportunity. I feel bad that he had to do that because, you know, I don't think it helped with the people that are going to hate him anyway. You know what I mean? And the people that support him. You know, so it's one of those can't win situations for him. I am glad that he got to speak his mind in a public forum, but he's going to have more public forums to do that regardless. He's going to have, you know, national interviews and things like that. This particular thing, I think he had to do it, you know, because the Senate was calling, basically. But I wish it never would have had to come to that.
But he certainly, it seemed to me, did so with dignity. And that was nice.
And that's very, very consistent with who he is. I thought that, you know, I think it got a little possible, a little too personal at times, you know, not overly so. But, you know, it kind of skirted the edge for me, you know, about, you know, it becoming personal between him and Trump. But you know, when I slept on it, I realized, you know, it kind of was personal between him and Trump.